Grade school, lace and construction paper cutouts, mimicking our hearts with school glue, a 64-pack of crayons, a doily, perhaps, and a child's scribblings. Be my Valentine. The beginning of every cold February, the classes of children are taught to make enough little hearts for everyone, so that no one may be disappointed, so that everyone can be your Valentine. Nonetheless, one little child's construction paper mailbox come February 14th always had less than everyone else's. And then it gets easier as the years go on. Mommies buy little packs of Valentine cards for their children to sign and give to all the little children at school. Saves them from having to make all those cards. The glue and glitter and cutouts are messy. Every 14th, second month, when I was little, I remember Daddy bringing heart-shaped boxes home for all the girls. Myself, my sister, my mother. I can remember Mother now, her candy box on her ironing board, thanking him once again for the lovely gift. And so it goes. And the card shops get fuller this time every year. Husband saying, "My wife will kill me if I don't get her a card." Or young women complaining, "My boss told me to get a card for his wife." And the flowers seem the same, don't they? Carnations arranged in a big ball atop a little basket. Red, yellow, pink, white. Lovely. All the adornments of the holiday. Don't stop short of the best. A girlfriend said to me she was sure boyfriends broke up with you by the beginning of February so they don't have to buy you anything for Valentine's Day. So they don't have to say they love you. Last year, I spent Valentine's Day taking those chalky hearts with messages on them and scribbling my own on the back. Screw you. Go away. Leave me alone. I never liked the taste of those candies. And come Valentine's Day, the women are just getting lonely, and the married couples are arguing, and the suicide rates are going up. And for the people with someone, a woman looks at the carnations on her dining room table, holds the card in her hand that says, "Love, Jake," and wonders why it doesn't feel good yet.